whoever steps in the huddle, regardless of who that is, it's our job to go out and catch the football. So we're so, you know, specific to doing our job that really there's times we might not know who's in the huddle, and that's the truth. I mean, we just preach that regardless of who the quarterback is throwing to you, that doesn't change our job at all, you know, and we'll have an opportunity to work with all the quarterbacks throughout training camp, I'm sure, you know, just as all the NFL teams do, work with all the quarterbacks, and we look for the opportunity, we look forward to catching balls from everybody. The thing that about playing receiver at New England is we have so much that we need to do as far as our job that sometimes we don't even recognize who's throwing to us or the difference in the type of throw or who that person is. I mean, we're obviously so preoccupied with the amount of things that we need to do to execute on a play that really it's a non-factor. Whoever's in there throwing to us is who it is, and we're going to just go out there and try to do the best job we can of getting open and catching the football.
Steve and Brian have been around here forever, and Steve's been on our side of the ball forever, and Brian's been here. So all the guys, I mean, honestly, we have such a great group of coaches that we get to work with, starting with the head coach, the offensive guys, you know, all the guys on defense with me. And, you know, I just really enjoy being around each other. So I think it's good. I think that's what we get into the rooms and we can converse and we can go off each other and learn and, you know, question and just kind of grow as a staff, which is what you're trying to do.
For us, we've kind of, you know, done what we do in trying to get them on page with what we're doing schematically from a technique standpoint. It's been fun to watch them work and learn and grow. It's, you know, each guy's different, you know, so that experience is, you know, based on the individual, you know, unique to each one of them. I think the goal in the off-season program is to kind of get them up to speed, get them in a position where they're able to compete. And, you know, now is, or shortly here in the next few days, is when we can really start doing that.
For our guys and the positions they play and where they line up, we do so many different things with everybody that, you know, you can't really focus on where one guy is on one play or where one guy is on another play. And, you know, and we try to teach from a conceptual standpoint, and we're trying to get everybody to really understand the defense as a whole, you know. And I think that's when you do that, then, you know, guys understand where everybody else is going to be. The trust influence or the trust factor goes up between teammates, and it's just that holistic learning that we're trying to get done. That's all.
You know, there's definitely a specific plan that we have in place for each player. We're very specific on what they need to do to move forward and improve, and they're going to be very aware of what that is, and then they're going to go out there and do the best job they can of reaching the goals that we set for them, and we're going to continually try to push and demand the highest, you know, standard we can out of them.
You know, training camp is so short nowadays that time before we actually get and play against an opponent, you know, get to that first preseason game, the amount of practices we get to have with the players, everything is so condensed nowadays. You know, so we're going to get out there, we're going to try to just, you know, see if we get lined up, get going, and kind of just get back in the swing of things. The big thing for us is get on the schedule, get on a program, kind of get the guys back in the groove, get ourselves back in the groove here a little bit of just, you know, the everyday football life. So.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.